Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
This program is rated adults only. It contains language that may offend some people.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now here are Harry Mays and Jason Martinez.
Oh, man. Yeah. Draft day riled up. Live riled up calls at 610-632-0975. And good live riled up calls score you tickets to FanFest. So line up on the live line at 610-632-0975. Let's see what we got today.
It is absolutely preposterous that Colts is being handled so delicately. We're talking about a number one overall pick in the draft. We don't want to put him out there if he looks bad. He's the number one pick. Put him out there. Humble himself. Don't look bad. But we need you to get better. And I'm sorry. If on the way to getting better, you look bad.
But they have an investment in him now, and their job now is to protect and develop the investment. So you can't just say, he's the number one pick, get his ass out there, even if it ruins him.
Yeah.
That seems, that's cutting your nose off to spite your face.
No, right, but I'm saying if it is a situation where they wouldn't want to put him out there because of still where he is, you know, with his game, that is a huge, like, red flag. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Think about it. I mean, because the summer league, there's a lot of guys that are, you know, they're going to be working for FedEx, you know, after the summer league ends. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't play there.
Yeah, but you don't just cast the guy aside and waste that number one overall pick. There's still a lot of time to straighten him out, and how you handle him mentally, physically, and everything else could be a big part of that. Mm. So don't just treat him like a piece of meat. Mm. Live call, Mike is riled up. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. All right, so I'm taking the kids and the wife. We're going to the baseball game yesterday for Little League, and there's a guy panhandling, so I give him the change in the cup. About a little more than $2. Kid goes, my son goes, that was good. I say, yeah, bud, you got to help the less fortunate when you can. So, and then we're on Aramingo Avenue, and there's a guy holding the sign. First guy's sign said, hungry. I said, all right, help me out. The next guy's sign we seen, guy says, I need beer money. I threw him a 10 spot. My son goes, why'd you give him more money? I said, it's honesty. The wife yells at me and tells me I'm a bad example. I said, why? He's honest. How am I a bad example for that?
Yeah. You got a lot of money to give away, huh?
Well, he's like an ATM machine.
Yeah, it's like Darian. He's out there giving money out on the streets, right, Andrew?
Yeah, Darian. Yeah, thousands of dollars.
He was at Temple University giving away money weeks ago.
Now, what's funny about that story? I was at Fenway last year, and there was a guy outside of the stadium that literally had a sign that says, "I just need money for weed." And he kept on telling her, he's like, I'm serious about the sign.
Yeah. I saw a guy in New York City with a sign that says that I need money for weed, hookers, and something else.
Yeah, it's a different approach.
And alcohol.
It's a different approach.
It's called the honest approach.
Yeah.
Somebody like you may dust off a couple of bucks and give it to him for that.
Well, me?
Yeah. Say, I respect your honesty. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean?
No.
It's like a modern day Robin Hood.
Yeah.
I think it's something out there, Michael Porter Jr. A questionable head and a bad back. He can go to folks to IHOP. One metal midget and another injured guy. I'm tired of it with the Sixers. Okay.
Wow. Man, his screaming is unbelievable.
Can we get a deal with the radio station with some cell phone company and get the okay guy in here so we can get him a new phone?
I want him to have like an ISDN line.
Yeah.
I just want to pot him up. You know what I mean? Like
sporadically through the show.
Yes.
As he's just blowing a gasket at everything.
Yes.
But I want to get him a new phone.
I thought he would have made a phone call about me blowing up at you.
Oh, that's a good point. That may be on tomorrow's round.
Andrew, did he do that?
Sorry, I was answering a phone.
I was thinking the OK guy might weigh in on me blowing up, wanting to punch Jason in the nose.
Oh, I'm sure he'll weigh in on that, yeah. He'll probably put money on it.
Yeah. We'll play that again after Riled Up, because you were riled up to start the show today.
Oh, God.
I may have poked the bear.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you still were riled up.
Yeah.
Let's go to Philip in Germantown's on the live line. What's up, Philip?
Oh, no, I just wanted a regular call. I'm not riled.
All right, we'll put you back on hold. Thank you. Let's try a live one then with Kevin in North Philly's Riled Up. What's up, Kev?
I'm telling you, this is our last shot. This is our last shot to help to complete this process. Help complete this process that Hinkie built. Davis, the Davis Super, the NBA commissioner, is laughing at us that he brought in Brian Colangelo and helped destroy this process. This is our last shot, guys. If we don't do this, we're gonna be doing the second round for the next 5 years.
He's one of your guys right there. That's one of your guys.
Kev, welcome to the party. We say FanFest tickets for good live roundup calls.
Yeah, anybody that agrees with Jason's going to FanFest.
That's not true. Take that back. Yeah.
That was yesterday's contest.
That's yesterday.
No, that's
right.
See, that, take that back. That's BS.
No, I'm not taking that back.
You don't have
back.
To agree with me. There's a lot of times like when people, T, when he called up and gave me a rash, he won FanFest tickets.
Good.
Because I want to have a drink with T.
I am totally convinced that Markel Fultz is not built for this city. He doesn't have the makeup or the mentality. Though he's young, you have to understand, there's no way in hell that you can live on social media and not work on your game. And I believe the kid can play basketball, but his head is always in the way of his decisions and his thought process.
I'm concerned.
Yeah,
that's all part of it. And I know I shouldn't get crazy about it, but it's all part of the whole the cocktail that is Markel Fultz right now.
Yeah.
You know what
he's
I mean?
A mature kid.
Yeah. Well, we knew that after we talked to him out at the practice facility.
A little goofy.
Yeah.
Not real serious.
Yeah, very young, but I didn't think we'd be here.
No, I didn't think we'd be here at that.
We sat
there on that day at media day and we did the whole show.
Nope.
I didn't think we'd be here either.
No, I'm not one of those guys that said, "Yeah, well, I saw this back when we were there on the first day of practice." No, I'm not. I didn't see this.
And we sat with essentially every player on their roster with the exception of Embiid, who they did not make available at the time.
Right, right.
And Ben Simmons, very serious. Mm-hmm. He's not a giant personality guy in front of a microphone. But there's other guy, Coach Rocco, they were business.
Mm-hmm.
Redick, business. He was a little goofy.
Yeah.
But he's immature. He's young. Yeah. That's going to be, he's 19 years old.
I'm riled up about the NBA fans. Why do we go to these regular season games? They're meaningless. Kawhi, don't pick me up because you know what? I'm going to L.A. next year, so don't waste your time and money. It's ridiculous. These fans are stupid for going to these regular season games. NFL, 14, 15 teams have Super Bowl hopes. NBA, 4 or 5. Why go? Who cares? Boring. The playoffs are boring. NBA sucks.
You know what? Then don't watch. Don't watch. I don't care what you watch.
Yeah, I don't care either.
Don't be entertained by it.
Yeah, I've railed the NBA in the past and for what I felt were righteous reasons, but here's the fact of the matter. I don't like predetermined outcomes, but I do like watching unbelievable athletic achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And watching what Kevin Durant did in the second half of Game 4 was like unreal. Or Game 3 it was. I said at the time, I don't think the ball touched the rim when he shot it.
Yeah.
The entire half.
Yeah.
It was just
unreal.
All net. It was so pure and perfect. That I just enjoyed that aspect of it. I let the other stuff go and enjoyed what was in front of me. Let's take a live call, Harry.
Let's go. Who do we got?
Is this Angry Al?
Is it?
Angry Al is riled up. What's going on, Al?
Gentlemen, you know what? You're the one that's got me riled up. Will you stop with the, Kawhi's going to do this and Kawhi's going to do that? You don't know what any of them are going to do. None of them.
Right.
You're listening to all them crazy talking heads. And I'm sick and tired of hearing it. We'll find out tonight what's going to happen. Right? You do not
I got to do a talk show, Al.
Today.
I got 20 hours to do. You want me to take the day off today? And we'll just play a best of from last year's draft?
Talk about that idiot that's managing the baseball team.
Oh, that's relevant today.
What?
Yeah, that's a relevant conversation to talk about the idiot that's mad at the baseball team.
But you're missing the point. You don't know. Nobody knows.
I know, Al. I'm trying to gain some control in an uncontrollable situation.
Wow.
You should respect that. By putting a deal in front of San Antonio to get his butt here, to then lure LeBron here, as Brian Windhorst said, now you're on to something.
That's what you're going back to.
Yeah, I'm going back to that, because then if I get LeBron, I get Kawhi here, and he's got on that 1-year deal, And I get it.
Give
he may not
deal.
Sign.
He can't refuse.
And then I put a deal in front of Kawhi while he's here, while they're on their way to an NBA championship. And if LeBron's staying and he's staying, he ain't leaving. I got news for you. He wants to put rings on his fingers.
Yeah, here's what I'm riled up about. I'm sick to death of the two of you pretending like there's no baseball team in this town. All right? So I'm totally done with you guys. Rot in radio hell.
No one cares.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to miss you, said no one ever.
All right.
We give every sport in this city some time on this radio station, on this radio show. Right. We do. Even the hockey team at this time of year.
Yep.
And we have talked about the Phillies on occasion.
I was blown away that Adam Morgan was able to get out of the ninth inning yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Struck out the side, including Carpenter and Pham.
Yep. The faith Gabe has shown
Pham
in him.
Pham actually was a ground out. Yeah, that Kingery got that play. What, yeah.
But two strikeouts.
Right.
And you're going, oh, my God, here he is again. All right.
Three straight series.
Yeah.
You got to respect
out of nine
it.
Games. Maybe the analytics play is the long play. Mm-hmm. It's called the long game.
Mm-hmm.
Like in poker, Harry.
Right.
I'm playing the long game.
They're currently the second wild card team right now.
Yeah.
You know,
if you told me that here on July 21st.
Right. Towards the end of the year. They can hold that to the all-star break.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't that far off, by the way, about 3
they've
weeks.
They've given you the summer.
Exactly.
Because then they're going to be flirting with it, you know, into August.
Yep.
Maybe beyond. Who knows?
And then the trade deadline approaches as well.
Right.
And they could become a buyer. Maybe they buy a Machado at the deadline. And then the other part of it is this, is that they're a team right now.
But you'd have to trade for him.
Yeah.
At the deadline. Yeah,
maybe you make a trade and you get him, and then you re-sign him after the year.
Yeah.
And you get an extra time to be able to sign that extension.
Right.
But the thing is with the Phillies right now, too, they're a team that's on the rise. The awful days are in the rearview mirror, and that's great to see. So if you keep it in perspective, things are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, now they got, 10 games coming up with the Nationals and the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's huge. We will be talking more.
At Nationals, at home against the Yankees, at home for 4 against the Nationals.
I'm telling you right now, if they go .500 in the month of June, I might talk playoffs.
Now, what is their current record for the month of June? Do you know?
7-9 in the month of June.
Okay. Well, that's going to be tough to make up because that last game against the Nationals, I believe, is on July 1st.
Right. But the reason why I'm saying that is if you look at the schedule in July, it's much easier than the month of June.
Well, so you position yourself.
So if they go .500 in June, they're in a good position for me to say they could be a playoff
team.
Yeah,
we knew June was a tough month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many games is that? 6 and 10 games? They'd have to go 7-3 in those 10 games to finish over .500 or .500 in the month of June. That's going to be tough against those opponents.
That's quick math. I don't even know if that's correct.
Well, presume that it is, Harry.
Yeah.
Hey, man, trying to get an extra $100,000 at your girl? I'm trying to get $100 a week out of mine without her trying to go to Denny's and serve up hot plates. Oh, man. And I don't get it, man. You got this segment about rap. Every week, like, I'm going to learn something. And Jason brings up Will Smith like he's going to get jiggy with it. What am I supposed to learn from this?
Dude, we were talking about Philadelphia rappers. The last I checked, the biggest Philadelphia hip-hop artist of all time is Will Smith. Am I right?
Yeah, but he knows. He already knows about Will Smith. That's his point.
Okay.
He wants to branch out and get new artists like we brought on yesterday with Eitan.
I did not know. Yesterday, that was what we were doing. I was not told until it happened on the air.
Yeah.
I received it. I didn't get the memo.
Mm.
Maybe I wasn't checking my email like you.
I told you about it a week ago.
I do not recall that conversation.
Of course.
I don't.
You know.
I really don't.
I mean, I forgot.
Maybe you said it. Maybe
the hell this is good radio.
I don't know. But what I do know is I got a little hate mail last night.
You did?
Yeah. Because the one song said Free Mumie in it. From a guy in a cop family. And I agreed with him. I don't want lyrics about Free Mumie. I'm for censorship, Harry.
All right, good.
You know, it really pisses me off when I'm driving on the highway and I'm set at 70 miles an hour and some ass wants to cut in front of me and goes 65. Now I got to hit the brake. Now, when I go around him, he gets in my lane. Get out of my way, okay?
Okay.
Nice work.
I hate when that happens.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, it's momentum on the highway when it gets disrupted. Yeah. Then you get traffic.
Yeah.
Like, I never understood, like, I get high volume causes traffic.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just like you just stop for no reason, and then all of a sudden you just go totally fine for the next 10 miles.
Yeah, and there was never an accident or
nothing
anything.
There.
You're like, what happened here?
And carcass
no construction,
no
nothing.
Carcass.
Yeah. You remember back when I was coming up in the, you know, the 80s, like early 90s, cruise control was like a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
You put the car in cruise and boom. I don't even know how you use it anymore today.
Really? You know, I only use it on long trips.
But even so.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you driving at night? Like when it's just tractor trailers on the road? I mean,
yeah,
what are you doing?
That's really the only time.
Right.
Because around here, when you live around a big metropolitan area like we do here, like you're not cruise control on 76.
Forget it.
Not even at night.
Not in 95 either.
Yeah, exactly.
You're constantly hitting a brake. You can't even get it. Stay at a speed.
I was trying to use it on my way back from New York.
Yeah.
And it was fruitless. I was just hitting a button.
Yeah, across Bronx.
Yeah.
Cruise control at 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I tell you, you're on the brakes so much when you're driving through New York and our way up there. We went up through happy hour and to go through the tunnel. Mm. And your foot's on the brake for so long, your calves and your shins start to hurt.
Yeah.
Because you got to constantly put pressure on the brake.
They
it's a pain in the ass.
Hello, this is Jason's head. The bald head, you know? Just so you know, Jason, you better put a lot of sunscreen on me at Fanatic because I will make your living like a hell from being burnt so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
What?
Not exactly breaking news. I've had the bald head for a while, and I did make the mistake on occasion to not properly lube up my head and get that awful sunburn where you can't even shower.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, that's got to be bad.
I've never experienced it, but that's got to be bad.
Like you go around a golf and you don't realize it, and all of a sudden, you got so much sunburn on your head, you can't even put a hat on your head.
Right.
And then when I get sunburned like that, the veins in my head bulge.
Oh, yeah?
And I get these big veins coming down into my head, into my forehead.
That's sexy.
Awful. Yeah, I look like just a maniac.
Yeah.
Very menacing. Looking when that happens.
You should get some tattoos on your head.
Wow, the guy who did my tattoos has them on his head.
Yeah, you should get that.
Yeah, he said when he got the one on the back of his head, his whole skull was vibrating.
Is that right?
Yeah. Terrible. This is my guy Keith at Extreme. Great dude.
Oh, there's the drop. There, nicely done.
Yo, guys. You know what gets me riled up? These people down at the shore walking around with slides, you know, like the flip-flop shower shoes things, and then they wear socks pulled up to their knees. And you look like a dork. Like, you wear slides so you don't have to wear socks. Get with the program. Come on.
A lot of people wear socks with slides, though, that I've seen.
Myself included.
You today.
Today.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why you do it? And I was always anti-socks with slides, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is so freaking comfortable.
It is.
To wear a sock with a slide. Nice. It feels so good. Because I don't want my dogs out at work.
Yeah, stop with the dogs.
Well, my feet, okay?
Dogs. Gotta let the dogs out.
I did just kind of clean them up the other day and did a little clipping of the toenails.
Oh, nice. You did that. What's that, an annual event?
I broke out the belt sander like they did in Dumb and Dumber to file it down.
Oh, God.
But I also got out the little the mani-pedi thing the wife has that you turn on and it goes little wheel, the grinding wheel.
It's a little sand, like a little sandstone or whatever thing. Yeah.
But it spins.
Yeah, I know.
And I got to work the calluses out because I get the callus on the foot from the hockey boot.
Oh, yeah, the hockey
from the Bauer skate hair.
You should get like a Bam Bam Bigelow head tattoo.
What's that?
He was a wrestler.
Does he have a tattoo?
Yeah, he's a bald head.
You have it right there?
Goatee. I got pictures of it. Yeah, like the Bam Bam Bigelow. I knew there was a season series.
It looks like a hairline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That would be a good look.
Yeah. I'm sure my wife would love it.
Oh, yeah.
I got enough problems with my wife hair. I don't need a Bam Bam Bigelow tattoo on my head.
She doesn't even look at you anymore.
She hasn't in years. I told her on Father's Day, she's like, what do you want to do for Father's Day? I said, I made a tattoo appointment. She's like, you did?
Yeah.
She's like, well, what do you want to eat? I said, I don't know. I have a tattoo appointment.
Right.
That's like, this is for me.
Right,
this
right.
This is my day.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. It's good. It's good work.
Don't judge me on how I want to spend my day.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
It's good.
610-632-0975. That was Riled Up. Hit the Riled Up line tonight. Do so at 610-771-9751. Leave a message. I suspect it'll be humming tonight because it's draft night, and we're going to get some definitive answers tonight.